This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does the doubleheader still appeal to the modern baseball fan? So there have been discussions going around. Now, you just saw the Indians swept the White Sox in the first doubleheader of the season on Tuesday. And now Tony Clark is saying that there has been discussions about playing seven-inning doubleheaders this season with the condensed nature of the season already in place and the need for the doubleheader. I'm curious y'all's take because, man, I remember when I was a kid, I thought the doubleheader, not the day-night doubleheader, the doubleheader where it was like, give us like 30 minutes or whatever and we're going to get right back at it. I thought that was the most awesome thing in the world as a kid. So does the current group of fans, do you think the doubleheader still speaks to them? And Tolos, feel free to jump in, 877-881-1053.
I don't think it appeals to them at all. Ooh. I get it. It would help with off days and then only pitching seven innings in a game instead of having to pitch eight if you're the visiting team that loses or you know, nine innings if you're the home team no matter what. I get it. I just don't think it's something that the audience wants. It's already something where the games are taking even a minute longer this year than they were last year so far. And so I just don't think that people want 5.5 hours of baseball in their day. They want 2.5 hours of baseball. And we give them 3 hours and about 6 minutes of baseball right now on average. So for me, I totally get it. It gives you more off days. It makes the pitching have to pitch a little bit less. I don't think the audience wants 5.5 hours of baseball.
That was kind of my point there, too. I think the same thing. You're already trying to figure out how to shorten baseball games. So why would you want to have doubleheaders? But I still like it. I still think it's cool to get a couple games in if I have the time. If it's like a random Monday, that's going to be tough. But at the same time, we could have a game on during the show, and that might be kind of cool. So, but no, man, I think it's just – I don't know if the audience – they already don't love 162 games, Kevin.
Would you want to take your kids
to a doubleheader? So you love – but Kevin loves the double feature movie, all right?
That's true.
Kevin will go to a movie and then sneak into another movie without a ticket. Hold on. I'm not supposed
you get
to
the, oh, no, you can that. Eat popcorn, so then you can just refill your popcorn for the next movie?
Well, if you've been paying attention, Bassick, you would know that I think popcorn is a garbage food, no. However, I do always patronize the snack bar, which is where they really make their profit, and I've pointed this out before. If they don't sell a single ticket to the movie, they don't start the movie, which I learned the hard way one time on the second part of a double feature when I sat in there and I was by myself. I was like, is this movie going to play? And it definitely did not.
Did you go complain? Did you go caring at somebody? Hey, why is my movie not starting yet?
I did not pay for a ticket.
Listen, I snuck in here for free. I deserve to watch this.
So go into a double feature game. I will say if the weather's perfect and I got nothing else to do and I can do in and out or I can kind of go outside and hang out too and then come back into the stadium, yeah, probably. I don't know if I would want to be inside of a roof stadium for that long, though. I would probably start
really?
To feel kind of claustrophobic at that point. Yeah. Huh.
It's not very small, Corey.
No, but there's just something about, like, when you go do something like that, there's, like, this – there's something about the sport being played outside and under the sky. There's something cool about it. And I just don't – I don't know. I think I would start to feel a little weird sitting in a building all day.
From the 817 doubleheader, no. From another 817, I love the doubleheader, go baseball. From the 469, doubleheader suck. They take too long. From the 214, I'm 27. I think it is great. I could use 7 hours of my day at a Rangers game. And from the 214, I hate shortening it. And another one from the 469, leave baseball alone. Enough is enough. And that's the issue, obviously, for some people. Bassick, I guess I ask then, do you have an issue with the shortening of the game in terms of like the integrity of the game? Or do you think this season is special given that you've already had to change up a whole bunch of stuff?
So fence sitter here, I can see both sides of the argument on that. I do, but there's part of me that believes in run rules, that you do need to play 7 innings of baseball, unless obviously we got the 5-inning rainout game to start baseball off this year, where 5 innings, you know, was a baseball game, and it was only a 2-run game. Nothing had really been determined. There was 4 more innings to play, but that was considered a complete game. So I don't have a major problem with it. I don't have a problem with saving bullpens or not having the second baseman or backup catcher have to pitch in a 15-1 ball game, which, you know, we're not having those right now in Major League Baseball. And we're seeing starting pitchers getting taken out really quick this year because they're just afraid of hurting guys, right? A lot of guys are getting hurt, with Justin Verlander already out, Corey Kluber already out. And people are wondering, is it because there wasn't really a spring training where you had that kind of 6-week buildup to a season where guys were pushed a little bit harder in summer camp and were getting injuries, where guys like Walker Buehler look like they're doing fine? They're like, look, you threw 55 pitches. We're not ruining your arm, you know, because of that. And because we can blow out our bullpen this year, we can go to the bullpen earlier. I'm okay with 7-inning games, Corey, but I understand the other side of people saying I don't like 7-inning baseball games.
I think a lot of great points are being made on the AutoFlex Leasing Fantex, Kevin. One of them being that if you have doubleheaders, it means you get to drink beer all day long. Now, the question is, if you're at the park,
you have to pace.
Do they stop at the 7th inning selling beer and then restart at the 1st inning
yes.
of the next game? Or do they just say, you know what, screw it, we're going all the way through, you can drink all day long till the 2nd game, 7th inning?
That's an interesting question, and somebody here from the 214, I'm drunk by the 7th inning of the 1st game, so maybe they would need that boot and rally time or that time to sober up or whatever it is.
Could you do dollar dog? For both games, and could you handle that? Would you be able to make it?
Could you eat Dollar Trulies?
I could eat. Ooh, that's a good question. Actually, right now, then, let's bring on Jared Sandler, courtesy of Truly. Now, Sandler, we got some stuff to talk about, obviously, but we're talking about the doubleheader right now. If they did the doubleheader on Dollar Dog Night, or let's say Dollar Truly Night, how many could you put away of both if you weren't working in the span of those 2 games?
So it depends on if I'm just casually like eating without a challenge or a challenge. Do I have a target number, or is it like the Truman Show where everyone's watching, but I don't know that everyone's watching?
I have been informed that if you can eat 30 hot dogs, you get to make out with Blake Lively. So
wow. I was about to
throw up all over.
My answer was no until you said those 2 magical words. There are a lot of things that I would do to accomplish that goal. 30, I mean, or if we go to extra innings, maybe. 30's tough. So that's like 2.
How bad do you want this, Jared?
Gosh, I want it more than anything I've ever wanted in my life. I would definitely try for that. I don't think I could do 30. I don't 30. That's almost 2 an inning.
You can eat like 30 giant fruit salads. I've seen you during a Ranger game eat like 1,000 pounds of fruit.
That's a little different. If this was a pizza challenge, I could definitely, whatever the equivalent of 30 hot dogs would be for pizza, I could do 30 hot dogs.
Yeah. Now,
I mean, I'll go for gold there. I mean, that might be my only shot to ever accomplish that specific goal. But
I like that you said might.
I would bet on against myself.
I like that you said might there, but also, do you think the modern Major League Baseball fan wants the doubleheader? Because we were talking about how we all have fond memories of it when we were younger and stuff, but is that the 2020 baseball fan? Are they clamoring for the doubleheader?
At 3.5 hours a pop? I don't think so. I mean, unless they do what the minor leagues do and you know, go seven inning games, which I don't think that they'd like to do.
That,
you
know, discussion's happening.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm personally not in favor of the seven inning games. Now, if it's for this year to combat what's going on with the Marlins or whatever, then you know what? At that point, it's like you don't have a choice. But if you're talking about making that more of a thing in general, I don't know if I'm a fan of that. But you know, I feel like guys, and none of us are, I guess, old enough, like back when they used to do the Sunday doubleheaders or whatever, and you pay like, you know, 30 cents and that's like good enough for two tickets and you get both games out of it or whatever. Like, I never had that nostalgia. I know as a fan growing up, doubleheaders were sweet because that's just another game of baseball to watch when I was like younger. But I don't know. I mean, how many people want to commit seven and a half hours to baseball in a given day? I mean, is that, I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that question.
Great question from the 682. Isn't Jared married, and how does his wife feel about this conversation?
Yes, I am married, and she is well aware of my side relationship with Blake Lively.
Next question. When is it too early to say Lance Lynn should win the Cy Young?
Yesterday? I think it's funny because Mike Minor got off to the better start last year. I think if you really were to look at the numbers, Lance Lynn, who did not get off to a good start last year, was probably the better pitcher. And in a 12-start season, or maybe he gets 13 starts, I mean, I guess, you know, it's definitely possible. I would tell you this. I don't know that I've had as much fun watching a Rangers pitcher pitch in a long, long time than watching Lance Lynn. And it's not that, like with Yu Darvish, and he was fun to watch as well, and he had these nasty breaking pitches that were awesome gifts or whatever, you know, just the way the ball moves. And Lance Lynn doesn't have that. He doesn't have that killer movement on a breaking ball. It's relatively simple from like a material standpoint. But the way he competes and the way he can manipulate his fastballs differently based on the batter and the situation and the way he hits his spots, especially up in the zone, it's just a lot of fun to watch. I really enjoy watching that guy compete.
Jared, talking to some of the players last night, did they feel like they cracked something open by doing what they did, or did they just feel like that was just one special inning?
No, I think that it's some sort of a breakthrough. Now, you know, again, tomorrow they can go and score one run, and then what does it all mean? You know, I don't know. But from a mental standpoint, I think that inning was important. And Chris Woodward talked about it. Some of the other guys talked about it. Just, it's not that they didn't know they were capable of it, but just to finally be able to do it gives you a little more confidence. And I think that because of how much we've harped on the urgency of each game, when you have such a poor offensive performance through four games, that weighs on you a little bit more than it normally would. And I think it was just nice for them to get that monkey off their back and move forward. And do monkeys ever really like get on people's backs? Like, where does that come from?
I think they do. The little ones.
Indiana Jones.
That's more shoulders, isn't it?
I'm going to check that on Wikipedia.
Okay. I was talking about with Sean Sharif, the whole, like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. That makes no sense either. Like, why would you ever give someone a cake when they want a cake and then say, well, here, but you can't eat it? Like, that, I've never understood that.
Because if you eat it, then it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you can't have cake.
But it never said you can't eat all. It's not you can't have your cake and eat all of it. It said you like can't eat it. So I don't get it. Am I just like, for my birthday, do I just want a cake to stare at?
Yes.
Unless that cake's Blake Lively.
I knew you were going to say that.
So, Jared, one more question. Is Nick Goody the closer for the Rangers, or was that just a one-game thing?
Well, so with Jose Leclerc's shoulder tightness, we'll know more today or tomorrow. Obviously, we just went through shoulder tightness with someone, and that didn't work out too terribly well with Corey Kluber, with him being shut down. So, you know, let's hope for better results with Jose Leclerc. They stopped him warming up in the bottom of the eighth inning because of that shoulder tightness. So, you know, for people who didn't watch the game, he didn't actually get in the game. Is Nick Goody the closer? My guess is if Jose Leclerc has to miss some time, they're not going to come out and say that one person is their closer. I think if they did, my vote would be for Jonathan Hernandez. I know that he gave up two runs yesterday, but I just the dominance of the stuff. But my guess is they kind of give a few different guys a shot and see who can emerge. This, of course, all if Jose Leclerc has to miss significant time, which fingers crossed he doesn't. But I think the candidates would be Goody, Jesse Chavez, although he seems the most unlikely because I think they like him in his Swiss Army knife role. Jonathan Hernandez, and I think they'd also – they seem to really like Edinson Volquez in high-leverage situations because of the experience. So I think he would get an opportunity or at least some consideration as well.
Thanks for your time, Jared. Now go buy your wife a present, and we'll talk with you tomorrow.
See you guys.
It's Jared Sandler brought to you by Truly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.